Blog Talk Radio.
You gotta put your mic down, love. She's buddy. My goodness. So funny. Hi, Richard and Sunday. Love you. Glad you're here. Flip flops. Oh my, that's good. Too funny. Oh my goodness. You should. Yeah, thank you. Amen. Oh my goodness. Wow. I bring you glad tidings of great joy. And see you. Give my family a dream tonight so they know who you are as Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. I am ready whenever you're ready. Yeah. And they still do that.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Say that again. Whoops. Yes, say that again. Yes, can you hear me? Obviously not. Oh, I didn't hear what you said to start with. About an hour. Yeah, sorry, I was muted. About an hour. Yes. I am. All right. I'm going to read the verses out of the Bible that pertain to communion. They're found in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and I'll start reading at verse 23. And then after we're done with that, I will share the screen and put up the prayer of salvation. If there is anyone seeing this video tonight or in the future that has not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, this is your chance to do it. You pray this prayer, receive him, and you become saved and born again. Hallelujah. So we're going to give you that opportunity to do that tonight, and then you'll be free to take communion with us. After we do that, I'll share the screen again. And we'll pray the prayers for the communion. We'll first pray the prayers over the bread and receive it. And then we'll pray the prayer over the juice and receive it together. So here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death, which is his redemptive work, until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, that's what Pastor was just talking about, we would not be judged. So take the time to judge yourself. And now I'm going to share the screen. Hold on for just a second. Let me mute Pastor here before he has us on a tilt-a-whirl here, it looks like. Okay, I'm going to share the screen, and I'll put up the prayer of salvation. Hold on. And pray this prayer out loud from the very depths of your heart, like this is the prayer that will change your life and your eternity, because it is the prayer that will change your life and your eternity. So here we go. I thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God, and that you died for me and rose again on the third day. Now reach out your hands to Jesus and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life and make you my Lord and Savior. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire, so that I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. So if that's the first time you prayed this prayer tonight, we welcome you to the family of God. We're so happy for you. Please contact Pastor and I and let us know. Our contact information is in the notes of YouTube, every one of our YouTube programs. As I say that, I'm thinking, okay, mostly all of our YouTube programs, we may have missed a couple here and there, but they're usually in the end of every program that we're aware of. Or you can go to samueljcottle.com. That's the Community of Faith webpage. And our contact information is there too. We would be glad to answer any questions you have, help bring understanding, and just for us to know that you have joined the family of God. And we're here every day, this wonderful group of people that are here regularly. We call the Community of Faith family. They're a great support group for you too. So please be with us whenever you can. And now I'm going to share the screen again so that we can receive our communion elements together. We can pray the prayer together. So first, let's lift our communion elements and we say, Father, we thank you for these communion elements. We bless them and we sanctify them for this time of communion with you, Lord. All right. And now I'm going to share this screen again. And let's pray over the bread. Hold on. I'm going to get me off of here. Stop share. There we go. There we go. Here we go. New covenant worship and communion prayer, or communion prayer. They're one and the same. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today. This bread representing your broken body, and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. I'll pray this out loud. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord, and by your stripes I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions, there is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is supplying in my body from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer. I receive the bread, your body broken now. In Jesus' name, amen. And let's receive the bread together. We thank you, Lord, for everything you suffered for us. And now we pray over the juice. Now I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your blood shed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. Here's the prayer. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation. recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And let's receive the juice together. We thank you, Lord, for your cleansing and healing blood. Thank you. Power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you give the victory away? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Yes, it did, and we heard you. Yeah, it's good.
Thank you. Notes of the program.